All right, let's hear this message in song, will you?
I entered once a home of care, for age and poverty were there, yet peace and joy withal. I asked the lonely mother whence her helpless widowhood's defense. She told me Christ is all. Christ is all in all. She told me Christ is all. I saw the martyr at the stake. The flames could not his courage shake, nor death his soul appall. I ask him whence his strength was given. He looked triumphantly to heaven and answered, Christ is all. Christ is all, all in all. He answered, Christ is all. Then come to Christ, oh come today. The Father, Son, and Spirit say, the bride repeats the call. For he will cleanse your guilty stains. His love will soothe your weary pains. For Christ is all in all. Christ is all, all in all. For Christ is all in all.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Christ is all in all. All right, let's sing. Brother Herman, bring the message in song there, will you?
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal a sin-sick soul. Sometimes you feel discouraged and you think your work's in vain, and then the Holy Spirit revives your soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal a sin-sick soul. If you cannot preach like Peter, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul.
Amen. Amen. You know, my friend, do you know that balm in Gilead? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know him? The greatest thing in the world is to know Christ. Now, Brother Herman is going to bring us a song, 10,000 Angels. But he could say that was myriad of angels that watched our Lord die on the cross and was ready at his command to rescue him by destroying this earth and set him free. But he chose to die alone. Listen.
They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, "Crucify him, he's to blame." He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me.
Amen.
Upon his precious head they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, "Behold the King." They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. When they nailed him to the cross, his mother stood nearby. He said, "Woman, behold thy son." He cried, "I thirst for water," but they gave him none to drink. Then the sinful work of man was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. To the howling mob he yielded, he did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. And when he cried, "It's finished," he gave himself to die, Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me.
My friend, he could have. There was angels surrounding him. In the garden, they came to his rescue. In the wilderness, they came to his rescue. But on the cross, they didn't. But listen here, when they will come with him. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. You've given a chance to turn to Christ. You've laughed. You've scoffed at it. Our Bible teachers have broken down the authority of God's word. They have turned against blood redemption. We'll not have it. God says then, you'll have to take what's coming, the judgment. The judgment. And he could have, but I'm glad he didn't call them. He died for me. There on that cross, he died for me. Well, listen now to Brother Herman Gale as he brings us a message in song, Under His Wings.
Under His wings, I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him. I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow! How the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no bone for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love and sever. Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His his wings. Oh, what precious enjoyment! There will I hide till life trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Amen. Amen. You know, my friends, you know what it is to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know what it means to abide in the secret of the presence of the Lord. To be in Christ, our hope, our all in all. Or is it just, well, maybe so, might so about it. No, Christ is a living reality. Yes, he is. Well, let's sing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you thank him this morning? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Brother Herman's going to lead that song. Listen to the words of it.
Some thank the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I would praise him for his grace. In prayer I would repeat. Thank him for the flowers that grow, some for the stars that shine. My heart is filled with joy and praise because I know he's mine. Trust in him from day to day. I prove his saving grace.
Amen.
I'll sing the song of praise to him until I see his face. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and
Do you know that salvation? I do. It is rich and free. And listen to Brother Herman sing that song, The Riches of God's Grace. Oh, the riches of unsearchable riches, unsearchable, the unsearchable. You can't find them out. You can't. You can't. Search, pray, study, dig down. Men have tried it. They'll come up and say, I haven't found the bottom yet. Listen.
Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, wealth that can never be told, riches exhaustless of mercy and grace, precious, more precious than gold, precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who shall their greatness declare? Jewels whose luster our lives may adorn, pearls that the poorest may wear, precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told. The unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. All the unsearchable riches of Christ, freely, how freely they flow, making the souls of the faithful and true happy wherever they go. Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told.
Amen.
Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. All the unsearchable riches of Christ, who would not gladly endure trials, afflictions, and crosses on earth, riches like these to secure. Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told. All the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold.
Have you found it that way, my friend? I have. Amen. There is no riches in all this world that I'd exchange for one glimpse of my Lord. And here's Brother Herman to sing for us this morning, How Great Thou Art.
I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art.
Amen.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come and shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
When we think of our Lord and how great he is, the Almighty God. Listen not this song, I will pilot thee.
Sometimes when my faith would falter, and no sunlight I can see, I just lift mine eyes to Jesus, and I whisper, pilot me.
Amen.
Fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows, take my hand and trust in me. Often when my soul is weary and the days seem oh so long, I just look up to my pilot and I hear this blessed song. Fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. pilot being. Never mind the tossing billows, take my hand and trust in me. When I come to Jordan's river and its troubled waters see, on the brink I'll see my Savior, and I know He'll pilot me. For I'll be with thee, I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows, take my hand and trust in me.
Amen. Amen. You know, my friends, the Lord takes hold of our hand. We walk with Him. We are in Christ. Christ in us. And they cannot separate us. No, they can't. Now, Brother Herman is going to sing for us, I belong to the King. I do. I'm His. He bought me. He rules over me. He controls me. He's my Lord. Listen.
I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love. I shall dwell in His palace so fair. For He tells of His bliss in yon heaven above, and His children in splendor shall share. I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glory, by throne. I belong to the King, and He loves me, I know. For His mercy and kindness so free are unceasingly mine wheresoever I go, and my refuge unfailing is He. I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and His promise is sure that we all shall be gathered at last in His kingdom above. By life's water so pure, when this life with its trials is past, I belong to the King.
I'm a child of his love, and he never forsaketh his own. He will call me someday to his palace above. I shall dwell by his glory, by throne.
Amen. You know, to many, as I've heard them talk, Christ is not a living reality. He is not living, and they are not looking for his coming. No, they're not, because he's not a living reality unto their hearts and their lives. Is he a living reality to you? Do you rest upon him? Do you know him? Have you been saved by his grace? Has all your sins been blotted out because of his blood? Are you walking with him in delight? Think along those lines. Brother Herman sang that song, "'Twas the Dawn of a Beautiful Day."
Of night and bade all my sins to depart. The old days are gone and a new day I see. He made all things new when he set my heart free. Was the dawn of a beautiful day when Jesus came into my heart. 'Twas the dawn of a beautiful, beautiful day. God's glory shone down from above. It filled all my life with a blessing divine and gave me his wonderful love. The old days are gone and a new day I see. He made all things new when he set my heart free. 'Twas the dawn of a beautiful, beautiful day when Jesus came into my heart. 'Twas the dawn of a beautiful, beautiful day. I walk in the old paths no more. I'll whisper the story to hearts that are sad and tell of the Christ I adore. The old days are gone and the new day I see. He made all things new when he set my heart free. was the dawn of a beautiful, beautiful day when Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. You know, that was a beautiful day. It was a glorious night when Christ came in to my heart. Now, Brother Herman will bring us a message. We shall see his lovely face. Listen. That the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
That is coming.
Amen.
How wonderful. I long to see his face. I long for him. Do you? I long to see his face. I long to see the God that died for me. I see him by faith now. I behold him by faith. I look into his face by faith. How wonderful. How lovely. Altogether lovely. Yon lovely Lord. how precious is he to my heart and life. No matter what others may say about me, how they may try to drag me down, my Lord is more glorious than ever, day by day.
Sing the last.
What shall I say? Thy grace to move. Lord, I am sin, but thou art love. I give up every plea.
Did he die for? He died for the lost. Lord, I am lost, but thou hast died.
The shepherd lead us, much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear thy children when they pray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear thy children when they pray. Early let us seek thy favor. Early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Whither thou goest, I will go. I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, the same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, the same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go.
Living for a day, could my yearning heart find rest and comfort in the things that soon must pass away. If I gained the world but had not Jesus, would my gain be worth the lifelong strife? Or all earthly pleasures worth comparing for a moment with a Christ-filled life? Had I wealth and love in fullest measure, and the name revered both far and near, yet no hope beyond, no harbor waiting, where my storm-tossed vessel I could steer. If I gained the world but had not Jesus, who endured the cross and died for me, could then all the world afford a refuge? Whither in my anguish I might flee? The joy of having all in Jesus, what a balm the broken heart to heal. Ne'er a sin so great but he'll forgive it, nor a sorrow that does not feel. If I have but Jesus, only Jesus, nothing else in all the world beside, oh, then everything is mine in Jesus. For my needs and more, he will provide.